Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Paul Simmons, SVP of Marriott Hotels, who, by the way, used to be my boss. Paul, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Paul, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
All right. Thanks very much, Paul. Talk about 18 years. I can't believe it. It's actually, I've been with Marriott and Whitbread for the last 35 years. I'm actually celebrating the 35 years next month. I always remember when my father told me about him doing his 25 years, and I said, Dad, you know what? Nobody does 25 years in one company. And here I am with 35 years. I was in that 35 years, I spent the first, about 20 years in the UK with a dipping my toe in some of East and West Europe. But then in 2011, I had the opportunity to go over to the Middle East Africa region. And I was there for 10 years as CFO, a fantastic experience. Saw the Marriott portfolio grow in that area from 35 hotels up to almost 300 hotels in that period. So an amazing expansion. And then I came back in 2020 in that, in the disastrous COVID period we had, but came over as the region consolidated, became Europe, Middle East, Africa, and now been, as you point out, the financial controller, senior vice president for that period. So back to the question. I'm going to start by highlighting the key areas, and then I'll go into a little bit more detail on each point. So firstly, I'd say from a Marriott perspective, we look at trying to understand the individual's potential. Mm. So we recognize each associate has unique strengths, talents, and potential waiting to be unlocked. Mm. We emphasize the importance of self-awareness and understanding the personal strengths and key areas for development. So, you know, there's as much about having your strengths, but what's out there for you? What do you need to focus on? And then we also encourage our associates to explore their passions and interests to align with their career goals. And then I think in this sort of first section, informing our associates, and this is a key one and one that I've used in a lot of examples for, and that's that a career goal is not just about a straight line up. You know, it can be a squiggly line. You know, you may have to take a role at a similar level or even a lower level to then progress. I mean, I remember, this was sort of the time that you were working with me, that I did four roles actually of the same grade. Mm-hmm. But having done those four grade roles in the same sort of same area, I was then able to jump up to the next level. And that was sort of a key learning for me. And that's what we try and reiterate to our associates. Secondly, cultivating a growth mindset. Mm. We highlight the power of growth mindset to foster learning and development. And we encourage our individuals to embrace a challenge. You know, learn from failures. You know, failures is acceptable. Yeah, we should never be scared of making a failure. If we don't do any failures, we're never going to take any risks. If you don't take any risks, then, you know, you really do limit the number of opportunities you've got. Thirdly, understand the importance of setting goals and objectives. Mm. I mean, stressing the importance of setting SMART goals, you know, the acronym we use there, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. Discuss the benefit of having clear vision to help motivate and inspire action. And provide practical tips for effective goal setting. So we really do support the associates in that area, because otherwise, you know, goal setting can be quite a difficult area. So we actually give a lot of tips to our associates, you know, taking examples of what's been done in the past. Fourthly, prioritize well-being and a good work-life balance. I know that you have a good work-life balance. Mine's not as good as yours, but I'm getting there. I'm trying to move in that direction. But prioritizing, you know, physical, mental, and emotional well-being. I mean, personally, I mean, I do rowing every morning on a rowing machine at the home, and I'm actually in the process of building a pool. And that's really, that takes me back to some of my Dubai days, because I used to do rowing and then swimming. And I really enjoyed that. And that's a bit I've missed in terms of being in the UK. So I've been a bit extravagant and in the process of building a pool. Discuss how to manage stress. You know, having those discussions with people, it's nothing to be ashamed of or anything. If you're suffering from going through a stressful situation, we really do try and tell people to actually talk to their colleagues as well as their family, and create a supportive work environment that promotes associates' well-being. That's something very important to us. Fifth, building strong relationships and networks. We emphasize the importance of building relationships both inside and outside Marriott. And again, we provide tips and training for effective communication, how to build those relationships. Sixth areas, delivering continuous training and development, highlight the importance of lifelong learning, continuous development. So even when you get to the age of you and me, Paul, there are still things that we can learn. I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. And encouraging associates to seek out opportunities for learning and growth, whether through formal education, online courses. You know, we have these development programs at all different levels within management. And so we keep on doing it. Even you get to the top level, there is, like I say, there's still areas where we can grow. And finally, embrace diversity and inclusion. Advocate by diversity and inclusion as a component part of our organization's success. Discuss the benefits of embracing these diverse perspectives, backgrounds, and experiences, and ensure we have an inclusive culture where all associates feel valued and respected.
Paul, thanks ever so much for that summary. That's really clear and very, very helpful. I can see a very practical application. Just want to give a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the website for the events that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free for subscribers. Paul, I would normally end this with a virtual high five because 9 out of 10 of my interviewees are American, but I think with you and I being English, I think we should do a virtual handshake. Paul, thanks ever so much for today. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes with our audience.
It's been a pleasure. Good to see you.
Thank you, Paul.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.